I can't even imagine. A parent, especially a mother, to stand at the foot of the cross and witness such an horrific scene. Of course, we have crosses today. We have a couple right here in our church, hanging on the wall, or a model filled with nails. We have shiny jewelry, gold and silver, that hangs around our neck, shiny and antiseptic, really a symbol of victory, of triumph. But not that day. The cross is an execution rack. It's designed for one purpose, and that is to cause the maximum amount of pain and shame on a victim. And not only that, but for those who will witness. And so that's my question really for all of you tonight. Can you bear the pain and the shame that was thrust on Jesus? It really began with those trials. Now imagine that you are a follower of Jesus and you've seen the miracle. The healing of the sick, the restoring of sight, and even the raising of Lazarus. And you've heard the marvelous teachings. You've seen what a kind and loving person Jesus is. And now all of these testimonies about the crimes that he has committed, about what a terrible person he has been. Could you bear to witness that? And then after the trials, he's trudging, really stumbling through the streets of Jerusalem, carrying that heavy timber, falling down every few steps on his knees, the blood pouring from his head, from that tangled crown of thorns, a further mocking of the king. Could you bear witness to that? And then as he stumbles, and the crack of the whip of the soldier once again, get up, move on. Could you bear witness to that? Finally, as they get to the skull of Golgotha, and he's laid down there on the ground, his hands and his feet are tied to the wood, and you hear the pounding of the nails and the ripping of the flesh and the cracking of the bones. And then the thud as the cross finds its final destination in the ground. Could you bear witness? And as he is lifted up and stretched out, and you see the agony on his face and the pain in his voice, could you bear witness? His blood oozes from the festering wounds in the hot Mideastern sun. And the flies swarming around the open flesh, invading the eyes and the nose and the mouth. And the cross stained with blood, and the ground puddling with vomit. Body weight. Could you bear witness? And as he gasps for his last breath and cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Could you bear witness? It's a night of pain and shame and guilt. And if you don't have an aching in your heart and a tightening in your gut and a drying in your throat and a hole that feels like it's boring through your soul, then you are not very human. Or maybe you just don't understand what it's all about. You see, the Son of God was dying for you. Your Savior was hanging by these nails on the cross. And all of that pain and that shame, the ripping of the flesh and the crown of thorns and the nails through the hands and the feet, He did all of that because He loves you. Because He loves you. He willingly went to the cross and gave up His life so your sins would be forgiven, so you would be restored to a relationship with God the Father, not only for this life, but for all of eternity. Could you bear witness? Will you bear witness? Will you serve the one who gave up His life for you? Now, before you answer that, I want you to consider. There was a woman, she was talking to her friend, and she says, "You know, our church costs a lot. They're always asking for help and time and money. Well," said her friend, "some time ago, a little boy was born in our home. And you know what? From the very beginning, he cost a lot of time and money. And he needed a lot of help. In fact, he couldn't do anything for himself. I had to dress him, and I had to put him to sleep, and I had to drive him everywhere, and he cost a ton of money. We bought food and clothing and shoes and toys, even a puppy. And then he went to school, and it cost even more. And then he started driving, and it cost even more. Then he went away to college, and that cost me a fortune. But in his senior year, he died. And he hasn't cost me a penny since then. Which situation do you think I would prefer?" And after a long pause, she said, "The church won't cost anything. When it dies, it won't need our support anymore. But a living church has the most vital and important message that the world could ever hear, and that is that there is a God who loves them. And they have a Savior whose name is Jesus, who died for them. And while this church is living, I am going to serve, and I am going to give, and I am going to pray with every ounce of my being, so that that message that the world needs to hear and the message that I need to hear and that all of you need to hear is heard loudly and boldly." My friends, I hope that is your answer as well. For it is the church, the body of Christ, that is the instrument that serves our God every one of you in your own way. Not through compulsion or obligation, but simply out of love for what Jesus Christ has done for you. Will you bear witness? You know, as Jesus was hanging there on the cross, his mother was standing there at the foot. And one of the last things that he did was that he provided the care that she needed. I don't suppose we're surprised at all is that we found Mary there at the foot of the cross. And I pray that is exactly where you will be, standing at the foot of the cross of your Savior Jesus Christ, cleansed and redeemed by his blood, and then going out into the world and boldly giving witness to the greatest message that you and the world could ever hear. Amen.